As he tends to on Wednesday, we have the privilege of speaking with Alberta's Justice Minister and Solicitor General, Mr. Casey Maddow. Always, Minister, welcome back. Great to have you on.
Thank you, Kenny. Good to be with you and your listeners across this country and across our province.
Yeah, even in minus 31, regardless, always happy to hear from you. And last week, Minister, you announced the creation of the Alberta Parole Board. And can you tell us how this is going to work differently from a federal board and what some of the advantages are?
So happy to do so, Kenny. And this is one of those announcements that I was thrilled to make. It was a commitment that we had stemming out of the Fair Deal panel, and a commitment that this government took very seriously, which is to make sure that we have our own Alberta-made parole board to deal with parole for inmates who are serving under 2 years in correctional facilities across our country, across our province. Up until now, the federal government was responsible for that. Kenny, what we had, last year, and when Minister Schweizer was Justice Minister, when he embarked on a tour of our rural communities, is that the whole problem of revolving door, catch and release, of repeated offenders terrorizing our communities. We want to make sure that those applications for parole are properly being scrutinized by members of the parole board that are familiar with our local circumstances, are familiar with the problems of rural crime and crimes generally speaking across our province. So the provincial parole board would now be responsible for making parole decisions that used to be made by the federal parole board in for those inmates that are serving up to 2 years imprisonment.
Okay, excellent. So, Minister, the NDP justice critic did say in about a 2 or 3 line statement that this would add bureaucracy and costs. Now, we do see that obviously there's a bit of a cost involved with it, but in terms of bureaucracy and major costs, like that implication was, will it, or do you not think so, or how do you think it'll work out? That sounds like, I'm not sure how this is going to add bureaucracy and costs, but will it?
Well, Kenny, I'm not sure what the NDP justice critic is talking about, and I would say this. Coming from a political party that believes in layers upon layers of regulation and bureaucracy. And this is something that the people of Alberta want, that have been impacted by crime, unless he wants to tell me that he does not recognize that rural crime is real, or that he does not recognize that we have a revolving door problem. Now, the issue here is that government is there to listen to the people that they represent and to solve the problems that have been brought to their attention by their people. So this is a minimal cost. And I would argue that the savings and the problems that this is going to result for our province and our communities far outweigh the investment that we are making, to stand up this parole board. So either whichever way you look at it, objectively speaking, this ought to be a good news that ought to be celebrated by everyone in our province, regardless of your political spectrum.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, as you mentioned, catch and release, that's something definitely worrying to the people up in this region. So how did the previous system work, Minister, under the federal government?
So under the federal government, the parole board members are appointed by the federal government. And listen, I do want to thank them for their service for our province. But the point is that there are different considerations when the federal government is appointing members to the parole board in parts of the country that they are not familiar with. I'm not sure how often is the problems of that our people go through in our community brought to the attention of the federal justice minister in Ottawa, right? And also you know, those individuals that are appointed by the federal government, to what extent do they know these local circumstances? So those were how the system of appointment, you know, works. Unlike what we are going to see today, whereby I have carefully appointed these folks who are from Alberta, who have worked in our communities, understand our justice system, and agrees that we do have problems that need to be solved.
All right, Minister, and that actually leads a great transition into the next question, because two people in this region, in our region, are on the parole board. One of them is Councillor Lisa Wardley from McKenzie County, mm-hmm. as well as Trustee Randy Anderson, from the Northland School Division in Gift Lake. And I know at the press conference, one of the things we talked about and is saying that while the NDP justice critic said what he said, but in terms of rural crime, here are two voices in our area that have actually seen firsthand, understand the issue. So how important is it to have these diverse rural voices on this board to be able to hear when these applications come up?
You know, Kenny, very important to me, and I do want to thank, you know, Trustee Randy Anderson and Councillor Lisa Wardley for stepping forward to serve their province. You know, they would bring unique experiences and knowledge and know-how to the parole board. They live in the community, they live in rural Alberta, they have seen firsthand and heard firsthand this problem. They know these are real. These are not theoretical, academic talk. These are real problems that our citizens in rural Alberta and communities face every single day. So I look forward to them helping us, you know, to make sure that this work is done in a way that protects our citizens and protects our communities. So great addition to the parole board. Very excited to be working with them.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're glad to be part of it as well. Now, Minister, last week we saw three elected officials in the eastern part of the province dine together, and obviously public health relations, or public health regulations, I suggest, are suggesting otherwise. So I think all of us feel for business owners who are being squeezed right now and want to help them out any way they can, but in your opinion, was this the correct way to be showing support, or is this a little bit off the wall?
Absolutely no, Kenny. They are completely off the wall. They are elected leaders. They know that this pandemic is real. They know that what we need to do to help our businesses is to end this pandemic as quickly as we can. We don't need to prolong this pandemic by our actions. I feel for every business out there. I feel their pain. I feel their frustration. But Kenny, we did not bring this pandemic to our province. This pandemic came to our shores from overseas.
Right.
But as elected responsible government, we have a responsibility, legal and moral responsibility, to protect our people and to ensure this pandemic does not last a day longer than is necessary. So, and my appeal to every elected leader in this province is to not go out there and violate the public health orders that we have put in place. You know, Kenny, we are a province and a nation of laws and order. Elected,
yes.
Elected leaders have the responsibility, regardless of whether or not they disagree with the measures. Once your validly elected leaders have put in place legal measures to protect our citizens and our communities, we have a responsibility to uphold them. And so to those elected leaders out there who feel that that is the only way they can protest and support businesses, I understand those concerns, but that is not the right thing to do.
Well, all right. I guess my form of quote-unquote protest on Sunday was getting takeout from one of my favorite restaurants. So at the very least, I will ensure to everybody that that's one great way you can help them out. If you're thinking on a Sunday afternoon, go to your favorite restaurant and get a grab bag. That's the best way you can support them. And I actually want to say this, Minister, as well. This one came in from a local listener. Christopher wants to know, can a drug treatment court end up in the peace country one day?
I would want to have the drug treatment court at every corner of our province because they do important work. We do have the drug treatment court right now in Red Deer, in Medicine Hat, in Lethbridge, in Calgary, and in Edmonton. And I look forward, to the possibility of having the drug treatment court right there in Peace Country. But this is all going to be dependent on a whole host of factors. Number one, the need in the community, budgetary, concerns, and all of those things. But I am going to be working hard to make sure that folks who need the treatment, that will keep them healthy and functional as productive members of our society, are there for them.
Okay, excellent. Now, Minister, we know that Keystone XL Pipeline is still on the minds of many. I mean, when a document signed that costs a lot of people their jobs just on the signature on that document, it's obviously going to be on a lot of people's minds. And many know our country's reputation when it comes to environmental and human rights standards on oil production and the oil sands. So people could get an appreciation, Minister. What can you tell me about environmental and human rights in Nigeria, who I believe is the fifth or sixth leading exporter of oil in the world, and when it's compared to Canada? I think you could probably give us some more unique perspective so we could understand that a little better.
No, I agree, Kenya. Oftentimes, has been a major source of frustration for me that many of our citizens across this country have a hard time understanding that this country have got the highest environmental, regulatory, standard, or human rights standard of any country in the world. Our oil and gas produced right here in our province are produced at the highest environmental, regulatory, ethical, and human rights standard compared to our competitors and all of those who are seeking to landlock Alberta's oil and gas, have no idea, have no clue, that this is not where they should be protesting to landlock our oil. If they are really looking for those countries who have no regard whatsoever, zero environmental standard, zero regulatory standard, zero human rights standard, they should be looking to countries such as where I was born and raised. Listen, don't get me wrong, Kenny. I love my country of birth. But in terms of all of these standards, there is zero. This is a country where, people have been executed for fighting to protect their communities from environmental degradation. And yet, we don't see this protest, this international protest, in those places to actually protest where there are real needs for protest. We don't see this protest in Russia. We don't see them in Libya. We don't see them in major oil-producing countries. Where we see them is in this country and in this province where we have the best tools, the best innovation, the best engineering, the best technology to tackle all kinds of environmental issues. So if folks wants to really know, see firsthand what it feels like to see what environmental degradation looks like, or a country with zero environmental or regulatory standard, I am more than happy to take them to Nigeria.
You know what, with it being minus 31 here, I may take you up on that trip if it's this weekend. that's just because of the weather, but at the end of the day, definitely good to learn. And Minister, can't not have you on the line and ask you a sports question. So one thing that we have clearly established, and you've made very clear, is that the national sport in Nigeria is soccer, football. So what would you say is the number two most popular sport in Nigeria?
That's a good question. Obviously, soccer is number one. That is a universal game.
Probably number one and number two.
Number one and number two for the folks where I was born and raised. I would say it's basketball. I do think basketball should be number two. Very close to basketball, or that might even be number two, would be field and track sports.
Oh, track and field, nice.
Yeah. So track and field sports. Our folks there run a lot. They are good at sports like that. So either number two, track and field, and then number three, basketball.
Okay, interesting. So do you think at ever some point we'll ever see a hockey arena one day and people in Nigeria maybe will get into ice hockey, or is that a few years from now?
If we can export some snow from here to that part of the country.
Yeah, that part might be tricky. That part might be tricky, but I know, we have minus 31 here. Maybe we could lend some of that.
I agree.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Minister. We always appreciate you checking in with us on Wednesdays. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
All right, this is Minister Casey Maddow. He is the Justice Minister for the Province of Alberta, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.